Minister, yesterday the Minister for Health told the Dáil that there are approximately 1,000 to 3,500 people arriving through Irish airports per day, with about 10,500 people travelling into Dublin Airport alone last week. And I think most right-thinking people will find these figures concerning, they'll find them disturbing, given the great sacrifices that many people have made over the last year, and particularly the last number of months. And it makes no sense to people that they can't travel beyond 5 kilometres, yet those who travel to Ireland on their holidays can arrive in this state virtually unimpeded. Yet that is the policy that your government intends to pursue with the legislation that is before this House and that you are pressing this afternoon. What you intend to introduce is mandatory hotel quarantine for arrivals from 20 countries, only 2 of which have direct flights to Ireland, it should be noted. So rather than taking any meaningful action to prevent the importation of new strains or variants, you are putting in place a system that we know is unfit for purpose. It's absolutely bizarre, Minister. It is unacceptable. There is no urgency, no meaningful action, and in fact, it is a dereliction of your duty. And you, as Minister for Transport, bear responsibility for this. I'm sure that you will respond by stating that new countries can be added to the so-called red lists and so on. But on what grounds would they be added? Because once a cluster of COVID-19 or a new strain has been identified in that country, as you know, the virus spreads before it is identified. So your approach amounts to locking the stable doors once the horses have bolted. And what is the logic in this approach? Because I can't get my head around it. You have a choice today, because there are amendments that have been tabled, and I'm sure you know the amendments that we in Sinn Féin are tabling to this legislation. We want to work constructively. We want a system that works. We want a system that ensures the best protection for the Irish people. And one of our amendments is to make sure that anybody coming into the state, irrespective of which country they are travelling from, is subject to mandatory hotel quarantine for all non-essential travel. Minister, that is what's needed. Minister, that is what the people want. So will you accept this amendment? Because the system that you are proposing will not work. Mandatory quarantine in a home is farcical and unenforceable. You said last weekend that Gardaí were already carrying out checks at people's homes to ensure they were quarantined after returning from abroad. Yet we heard from the General Secretary, Antoinette Cunningham, of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors on RTE Radio yesterday, and she said that her members hadn't a clue what you're talking about. She said that they've received no consultation, no guidelines, no operational instructions in respect to that role. So can you respond to that, Minister? Because this is a mess. A holy mess, Minister. And if the Gardaí do not have an idea what they're supposed to be doing, how does anybody else have one? The only proper way to deal with this is to ensure mandatory hotel quarantine for non-essential travel. So will you now accept the reality that that is what is needed to be done? Thank you.